Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and around the world, and you've tuned in to Grassroots Talks one more time. We got a simulcast going here for you today. That means, yeah, we're going to do it on TV at the same time while we're broadcasting on BBS Radio. We're glad to be with BBS Radio because BBS is one of the best, and if you ain't on BBS, you ain't really broadcasting. So, moving right along here, I got a very, very special guest, and I've been waiting for this opportunity. Ty G. Yeah, and that's how I wrote it in the Facebook, and I did spell it right, even though some of y'all think that I'm dyslexic. It's really a name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My mother named me Ty G.
I'm sure that your mother was not inebriated at the time, right?
She was not. She was in her right mind.
But let's move forward and tell everybody who you are and what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me here. I really, really appreciate it. Again, my name is Ty G. Charity. I am the executive director and founder of a fabulous nonprofit organization called Kids in the Spotlight Incorporated. And we train foster care kids and other underserved youth to create, write, cast, and star in their own 10-minute short films. And it culminates in an annual film festival competition where we present movies by kids for kids.
And you can breathe now. That was pretty good. But let's dig off into it, because I know there's some highlights even that you sent me, and I had an opportunity to meet you early on. Why did you start doing this? What was the motivation?
Wow. Actually, there was a couple of things. I think my biggest inspiration was pretty much watching my husband, who is an actor, Antonio, mentor young people throughout pretty much the duration of our marriage and even beyond that. When we moved to California about 5 years ago, as an actor, he was doing a workshop at Penny Lane, which is an all-girls group home in North Hill. And I accompanied him at this particular workshop, and we had a chance to view the facility there. And as I walked around the facility and walked around the girls' dormitory, my heart was so overwhelmed and filled with compassion as I saw how these young girls were living, and each one of them had their own twin bed with a little pictures above their bed and dresser drawers underneath their bed, and that was their space. And I remember thinking as I was touring, how is it that I was fortunate to be raised with a mother and a father and these kids in a group home? And I just remember that overwhelming feeling and wanting to do something. I was compelled to do something, but just didn't know what to do. I was a corporate girl working 9 to 5 in corporate America as a litigation claim specialist. I'd been doing that for 15 years.
Well, you was making a boatload of money, too.
I ain't see all of that. I was not doing bad at all. I was not doing bad at all. But I remember, again, wanting to do something to give back. And I always loved the arts. I just didn't know that, you know, it was a real career, you know, until I met my fabulous actor husband. But I kept thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And as time went by, I really did nothing because I didn't know what to do. I thought about mentoring, but I was coming from such a place of sympathy that I didn't think mentoring would be the best thing for me. As I told someone a while ago, I said, if those kids would have asked me for a new car, I would have been out trying to find a new car for all of them just so that they wouldn't have to hear no. And so I knew that wasn't the best angle.
Y'all would have took a new car, right?
I'm sure I need one. But so fast forward, 5 years later, I think, well, 4 or 5 years later, 2009, the economy starts to tank and a lot of corporations and organizations begin to lay off. And I was laid off in February of 2009.
And not you. You caught it too?
I caught it too. I was just as surprised as you were. I'd never been laid off before, terminated before. So, and you know, insurance is usually the last department to get affected, you know. And so when I got laid off, I was like, oh, wow. And I remember it was a Good Friday, 2009.
Not too good for you.
No, it wasn't too good. Well, it didn't feel good. Let's just say that. At the time, it did not feel like a good Friday because I remember crying my eyes out for direction. I'm like, what's next? What's on the – I'm really tired of the corporate game. You know, it's nice. You make the money and you help the big wigs make their money. But I'm like, what can I do to give back? What can I do to make a difference? And I just didn't know what. And it was that night doing vigorous labor of tears and weeping and crying that I began to remember those girls from Penny Lane. And that's when the vision for Kids in the Spotlight was birthed, and it's been nonstop ever since.
Well, what a defining moment. Now, the work is not easy. As you know, I come from the same background of working with young people using the arts in many fashions to try to make a difference and motivate. When you even walked in here, you see kids preparing to host their own show. They're working as engineers with, you know, no experience, but now, as you know, as they leave from group homes, they'll have some kind of hands-on experience, and nobody will ever be able to take that away from them. However, before we talk about the highlights of what's going on, I need to get a commercial done real quick because it's all about getting paid, and I'm constantly reminding our young people, you're not on the air just because you like entertaining per se, but you want to have a strong message, and you got to be able to get people to like it enough to get paid. So our show is actually being brought to you by Flashback Institute. Well, what is Flashback Institute? Very simply, it's an institution where our young people will be able to get off the street first, because many of our young people do not have the tools to emancipate just because they become 18. Then they will enter into our vocational training program while they are reminded of the life skills that are needed to survive. And then from there, it's also a dinner theater. So that's what we're about. You can find out more about it. Just go to our Facebook and look up Flashback Institute. And if you want to dig a little bit deeper, just go to flashbacktheater.com or go to our website at grcnconnects.org. So if you got all that or if you missed it, just rewind after this show because it will be archived. Now let's move on to some of the projects that you have been doing. But first we'll talk about, maybe, do you get any help? Obviously you get help from your husband. He's always here. He came in kind of tired and was like, I'm riding with my wife no matter what, but I'm tired. You got any water? Okay, so I bought him a drink and he's cool now. So, but are there any other people who support what you do?
Absolutely. I could not do what I do without the support of people. My biggest support, of course, my family. Many of them are in Louisiana, but that's where I can call and cry and beg for that last-minute dollar to take us, you know, the extra step. But I am so fortunate to be part of a church family here in California. I'm called New Dawn Christian Village. Pastor Frank Wilson is my pastor, and First Lady P. Bunny Wilson. And my pastor always says, everything you need is in the village. And when I tell you, from the co-director of Kids in the Spotlight, Sharon Hogg, the event planner Tiffany Thomas, talent coordinator Tamisha Scott, program director and now producer of our Movies by Kids for Kids Film Festival, Ms. T. Faye Griffin, everybody that I in our immediate circle comes from the New Dawn family. And now that we as a family are really getting our flow and gel together, we are branching out into the community to bring other people on board to help. So we've gotten a lot of support. We just got a sponsorship from Philip Bailey's nonprofit organization. And we're just pounding the pavement wherever we can get it. Our kids just visited James Cameron's studio.
Which we are going to hear about. Now, you did some name dropping, and I guess that just goes with the Hollywood thing of dropping names. But there's some pedigrees behind some of the people who have rallied around to supporting you. I think you know who you can mention and who you can't, but just give them an idea of the caliber of people that are donating and dedicating a lot of their time, because I can tell you still ain't making a boatload of money, because the first thing came out your mouth is, I need a new car too. But who's working with you?
Well, you heard some of the people that are actually working with us in our immediate group, but we have companies, our board members. We have Mr. Robert Campbell, who is a former writer of Law and Order Special Victims Unit, Ms. Marilyn Bobian, who is a television producer. She used to work on Moesha, The Parkers, and One Night with the King. She's also a CPA, so... Shanta Payne, who's a casting director, Jan Coleman, who works at Disney. So we have a lot of board members, Ms. Cynthia Stafford. That's the $1 million lottery winner. She's also...
That's a good one to have on the team, wouldn't y'all say? Okay. Now, the people who work directly hands-on, because the board members, while they are very, very important, but ain't nothing that can replace being at the grassroots level where you get to see the passion, the fear, and the excitement that happens with a child when they go through our type of programs. So who are some of the people who work at a grassroots level with your kids?
Absolutely. That would be our instructors, our writing instructors. You heard me say Ms. T. Faye Griffin.
Who is that?
Ms. T. Faye Griffin is the fabulous writer and producer. She's written and produced Celebration of Gospel that comes on every year. She's worked hand-in-hand with Steve Harvey. She's wrote several of his projects. I think, which one was the latest one? God Ain't Through With Me Yet or something like that. She worked on In Living Color. Just have a very impressive and extensive resume. And she would kill me for going over it because the people that I work with are very humble, as I would like to say. It's like my resume is not important. I just do what I do because I care.
But for those of y'all who always like to hear the pedigrees, well, what experience do they have, I'm just letting you know that when people are doing the right thing, that you get the right kind of people to rally around. Technically, you couldn't afford her, but she probably thought she could not afford not to take part in working with you. Now, your background in doing film, though, where does that come from, or did you just take it all from your husband?
I took it all from my husband. No, I mean, and my husband is one of the acting instructors with Kids in the Spotlight, and we were just talking about some of our instructors, but the co-director, Sharon Hogg, is an acting instructor. She's been teaching Meisner Technique for over 12 years. She's also an acting instructor. We have Reggie Nelson, who owned a theater company in Chicago, who's a writing instructor. Reggie Gaskin, who's a producer and director and writer. So I think I got bit by the bug when I met this man, Antonio Charity. That's when it really, really happened. I kind of flirted with it, but again, I never knew that that was a real career. I just thought that that's a hobby. You have fun doing it and call it a day. But when I really moved to California and got into the intricate details of filmmaking and watching him and going through the auditioning process and things like that, like, this is amazing. And then I was exposed to all the different areas in film behind the scene where you can make money. I had no idea that a boom mic person makes so much money, or a sound engineer.
Slow this down, because this is what I've been telling the junk for a long time. What is a boom mic first?
A boom mic operator is simply the person that stands over the actors holding a microphone.
Now, here's the million-dollar question. How much, on the average, could they possibly be making holding the microphone?
What I understand, at a minimum of $50,000. If they're blessed and working on a regular basis, I mean, you have how many studios? This is Los Angeles. Hollywood is a studio capital for the most part. We're competing with some other areas now. But nonetheless, it's so many studio jobs, and there's so many career wardrobe people, makeup people, craft service people. People operating the script supervisors, they walk around just holding the script to make sure.
This is what you're supposed to say.
I'm just like, oh, my God. And I was exposed to all of that just by being married.
Well, I think that you've probably been exposed to a whole lot because your husband clearly has a certain type of a character and a demeanor that makes a perfect match. I'm watching my clock because there's a couple other things, and I'm taking up a little bit of my time because the youngsters that you see around us not only are servicing as engineers, the other ones are waiting to go on, but even the one that's servicing as an engineer today, he also is one of the hosts for Teen Talk. While I have to protect his anonymity, the reason why I've been giving a little eye signal is because I have to respect his space and to see if he wanted to ask you a question or two. So I'm going to ask you to do me a favor and play the role of a boom mic coordinator.
I'd love to. Can I get paid for this? No, just kidding.
maybe AP Fresh from Teen Talk, one of the hosts from Teen Talk. I just wanted to ask you a question about what would someone as young as me, 14 years old, have to do to be in the position that you're in?
That's an excellent question, young man. And you know what? I think I figured it out just through trial an error, to be honest with you, not really knowing. But the good thing is that when you see someone who's doing what you want to do, link up with that person. Mentors are very real. And if they believe in you and they believe in the gift that's in you, they will walk alongside you. So find people to walk alongside you to support the desire and the dream that you want to fulfill. And hard work and determination, honey, you will get there. But just know it will take hard work and determination. And in my case, because I'm a crybaby, a whole lot of tears.
You got another one? You do? Okay.
Well, I'm in the music industry right now. Actually, there's four of us inside of our little crew that we created. It's called Nerd Squad. We're into writing music. We one of us have a hookup on the studio, beats and making. And we're all just wondering the same thing. Like, what would someone, since there's like thousands of people out there trying to get big in the music industry, I've heard like three of them already in Compton that I know. What would someone like us have to do to stand out from those other thousands of groups?
That is a great question. I think I'm trying to still figure that one out myself, just from an organizational standpoint. But I think you have to seize every opportunity. Put yourselves in talent shows. First of all, be genuine. Be yourself. Don't try to fit a mold. Don't try to be what somebody else wants you to be. Be yourself and be true to that, first of all. Second of all, make sure you get yourself out there. Talent shows. Get on websites that are looking for young talent. Even with an organization like Kids in the Spotlight. Every movie has music scores. There are sound bites. Hook up with nonprofits who may be able to post some of your music that may fit for the film. We've done that. We've gotten music from people and posted, and at the film festival, that credit is there. So just be willing. Don't despise small beginnings, meaning that that may not lead to anything. That's not important. Take advantage of every opportunity that you possibly can to display your talent, to display your music, and to make sure people know who you are.
Well, my other engineer is telling me that for the TV portion of what we're doing, I got to sign off. So on behalf of Grassroots, that's a wrap. Remember, the whole world's a stage. It's all about the part that you play. Do tune in to other segments of Grassroots Talks as we continue. I think we have Girl Talk coming up next week, and they're going to be doing, Backstabbers? Yeah, so stay tuned for that one. Check our website for the scheduling for it. And now we're going to continue on with the radio portion of Grassroots Talk. So cut that one, engineer. Okay? Now, we didn't talk to – I need to get the website out the way because this last part of the segment might not be as much fun, okay? What's your website?
Should I be scared?
Never. You're okay?
Thank you, honey. The website for Kids in the Spotlight is www.kidsinthespotlight.org. So that's spotlight.org. Dyslexia kicked in for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, that really is a long email address. But let's do this. You can also find us at www.kitsinc.org, and that's the acronyms for Kids in the Spotlight. So kitsinc.org. Thank you. It takes more than just your talent to nail a job. Sometimes it's, different reasons why you get cast in certain things, and it's not always just about your talent. There is some nepotism in Hollywood. Some things are easier for people because you're in the right family, or you know the right person. And are you married to the right person? In my case, you're married to the right person.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
You can. Why not?
Oh, there we go. There we go. Right. Sorry, I thought something might be wrong.
That's okay.
Forgive me.
Thank you very much for checking.
Yes.
That was BBS Radio, broadcasting to 190 countries around the world, okay? And because we are working with them, they work as the extra engineer. I guess that's almost like syndicating. Okay, but I'm talking to him while we're also producing, so that's called ghetto broadcasting. All right, moving right along here. But there's a family that is famous in the industry called the Smiths family. Will and Jada. Y'all know who we're talking about? They got a daughter that's on there that's just shaking her head back and forth. Now, you tell me the average kid would have got that kind of play. Hope she ain't on your board because you might not be able to say nothing, okay? But is she on and blowing up because she's good or because she's connected of nepotism?
It's probably all of the above. I mean, I've heard about the single. I think it's Wear My Hair Back and Forth or something like that. But it has a catchy commercial tune to it. Perhaps it may not have been as easy had she not been the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But what can you say? If if your child have a talent, you're going to push them no matter what. And you're going to make sure that they get that opportunity. So can't be too mad, Adam.
I totally agree with that. But I think she has a little talent. I saw her on Oprah the other day, and we know the average kid's not going to get there. So now I'm going to go down here to our young kids before I get our next show on and ask that same question. Could AP Fresh get that same opportunity if he was wobbing his head back and forth?
Oh, Dr. Brown. I'm so grateful to be here with you today. But I don't know.
Okay, but we got a inspired. So I'm going to leave that to you before we get our next guest on. What kind of inspiration and hope can we give to our young group home and foster care kids that have come here to say, okay, I learned about the wires and the boom mics and all that. How do I get plugged in? Because I don't know nobody.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very real issue for a lot of people, me included. And that consists of pounding the pavement. It consists of doing your homework. It consists of, I sent one of our potential sponsors an email today because I've been calling and calling, didn't get a response. And I'm like, I apologize for being a nuisance, but the work that I'm doing is too important for me to just not, just for you not to respond and for me not to pursue it. So unfortunately, we have to develop tough skin, and that's where my husband come into play, because I'm a real softy and my feelings get hurt and I want to just say never mind. And he's like, no, giving up is not an option. He's like, you got to do it. And that's pretty much the bottom line. It may not come as easily for some of us as it will for other people, but what are we going to do with that? Are we going to give up? Are we going to pound the pavement and make it happen? I think that's more of an accomplishment than somebody just giving us anything.
Well, it's much more rewarding. So now I got an email from you the other day. There was somebody that you guys had a wonderful event with. It was Cameron somebody. Who was that?
Yeah, my the kids in our organization that we work with, a few of the kids that we've worked with in the past and a few of our future kids, had the opportunity to view and tour the Cameron Pace studio. And most of you all know him as Mr. James Cameron, who is the writer and director of Titanic and Terminator, Avatar, and a few other really big blockbuster success stories. So we were really, really fortunate to be able to take our kids on that journey and have them experience what big dreams can, happen. Actually, my co-director, who is an acting instructor, as I stated, for more than 12 years at the Meisner Studio, one of her students worked with Mr. Cameron's studio, and she told him about our organization, and I met with him, and we thought it would be a great experience for our kids. And he said, well, let me go back and see who that person is that we can arrange this for you. And that's how it happened.
That is excellent. And where do they find the link to see some of the highlights?
Actually, they can go onto our Facebook page, Kids in the Spotlight /Facebook, and see some of the photos from that event. Some of the photos are probably on the Kids in the Spotlight website. We just went last week, so we're still uploading some things. But they are definitely on the Kids in the Spotlight Facebook page. So please like us.
Y'all know how important it is. Now, here's the last piece, though. For you agencies that listen to us and you're looking for someone that, or an organization that is not only dedicated, committed, but has the experience and expertise, and you have some young people bouncing off the walls thinking that they can entertain or they're dying to have an opportunity, how do these agencies contact you to maybe talk about what does it cost?
Absolutely. I'm very, very accessible. You can always email me at tige@kidsinc.org. That's T-I-G-E at kitsinc.org. My information is also on the Kids in the Spotlight website page. Click contact, and you have my information, the co-director's information, the talent coordinator information. So we're pretty accessible. Just give us a call or send us an email.
That would be fantastic. You know, this has been well worth the wait. The only challenge that we have is to look forward to not only do it again, but at some point see how we can join forces, and maybe when you're doing maybe one of those talent shows, you'll let our kids come out and host Teen Talk and talk to the world about to share what's going on for the kids around the world who can't see what you guys are doing, if that's a possibility. So I'm proposing it out here, out in front of everybody, but that's how you do it. She just talked about being persistent and linking up. So without further ado, my portion is done. Uh-oh, engineer, what'd you say?
I thank you for tuning in to Grassroots Talks, and thank you. I can't pronounce your name. It's pretty hard. All right. Well, we're going to go into our next, host, Ace, right? Ace. And we're going to play some music right now. We'll be right back.
It's your boy Young Ace. Shaggy Shaggy's here too.
What up, y'all?
AP Fresh, of course.
Gotta be here, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, how you guys been?
Good. Yeah, I've been pretty good, man. I'm healthy, you know. I'm really healthy. I'm glad.
Yeah, man. AP Fresh, how you been, bro? How's the rapping coming along?
Yeah, I just wrote four new songs.
Four new songs?
Yeah. Four new songs, man, but I really haven't had the time to make up beats with them.
Yeah? Well, man, I got a producer anytime you want. Nerd Squad, bro. Nerd Squad.
Nerd Squad.
Yo, we're representing from Long Beach. Yeah, check us out.
From Long Beach. There's only three of us here right now. We got another one, but I tell you the truth, he's not really that good. That's the man right here. We got to work on him, though. Put him out, somebody. Hit us up on Facebook, man.
Young Ace.
On Facebook. I know you guys know Ace. I know you know me, AP Fresh.
I know you know Shaggy, boy. I do it.
All right, then. Yo, man. Let's talk about music. Let's get to business, man.
All right, so what's up with the new Kanye West and Jay-Z album?
Wow. To
tell you the truth, I don't like Kanye West or Jay-Z.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because I like Drake. Just put it out there. I like Drake.
That don't mean you can't Jay-Z. Like well, Kanye West.
Drake.
I think he's the best rapper right now. I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor about him being kicked off of Young Money or out of Young Money. And his music just been so better after I heard that. After the last song, She Will, with him and Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, the Jay-Z and Kanye West album, man, that thing is off the chart, man. Like,
yeah.
Wow. Like, everybody's on it. Like, I think personally, that is the greatest album of this year. That's gonna happen unless Drake comes out with some new stuff.
I don't really think it's gonna be the Kanye West and Jay-Z album. I think I have to say Lil Wayne or Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki Minaj.
I can say in a way just because of the teenagers, but Jay-Z and Kanye West are like real hip hop, man, like real rap. You know,
they're just on tour right now. I think they're still on there, but.
But Lil Wayne, you know, all he talks about is what?
PMW.
Weed.
Pussy money. I mean.
Yeah. Sex. Drugs. Everything. Like,
yeah.
Everything that a kid's not supposed to, like.
No, but Jay-Z and Kanye West talk about the same thing, too. Don't get me wrong. They're all in the same genre.
Yeah, but they're not, like, talking about it in every song. You feel me?
They do, though. You have to. No, there are the couple songs when they don't talk
they
about.
Don't, bro.
All they talk about is money, you know, how they're balling so hard. And how they're stunning and like that, you know.
Yeah.
That's the same thing what Lil Wayne talks about, you know.
Lil
Wayne's a boss. You can't hate on Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne, he did it big. He did it all on his own since he was 14 years old.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
has the right to say whatever he wants to, you know. And you have to respect it. It's the same thing as Kanye West, man. And all of them, they all did pretty much astounding things when they're in at such a young age, you know. So they have the right to, you know, talk like, you know, they're the boss, which they are, you know. Yeah, so I respect all of them. You know, I love all of their music. So that's why, you know.
Yeah. I respect these guys. Well, going back to what Shaggy said, you said they made it big in their own. What do you think about us? What do you think we're going to do, huh?
We're going to make it big, you know. You might have, like, a few, you know, challenges through, like, going through our path. But, you know what I'm saying? We could go through anything because, you know, we're going to do it.
Young Ace, best teen rapper.
Yes.
Nah, but don't you think artists influence teens to do drugs? Guys, AP Fresh, let me ask you. Don't you think that?
Nah, I think it's all in their own. I think it's all in their head.
But look, they're always talking about, like, oh, I'm cool because I smoke weed. I do coke. You feel me?
Yeah, but I know Lil Wayne always talks about that. Well, I couldn't say that I don't believe it, but I can't say I do because my brother, he smokes a lot of pot and he lives in to Wiz Khalifa. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's something in common with that, but he used to listen to Lil Wayne. And that's when he started smoking pot.
Well, there you go. I think he got influenced by the artist to smoke weed.
No, how can you say that? That's what a lot of parents and people do, saying, oh, it's the stuff that you listen to or people, things you watch. No, actually, peer pressure, you control peer pressure, you know what I'm saying? You have the right mindset to say no, you know? Like, you know, you don't just... I know I did say no, like, 3 times in a row. You know, go with the flow. No, yeah, but I'm saying it's your will if you want to smoke pot.
Wow, Mr. Priest.
I'm just saying... Don't blame it on the rap, you know.
They're not
saying, "Oh, it's the best thing ever." They're saying what they do.
Do you think the artists influence teens into doing and having sex?
Nah. Well,
I don't think so because, like,
probably the videos.
Because I know a couple of people that have sex and they listen to rock music. Is there a difference there?
Well, no.
Exactly. He's right against that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's crazy. You got anything to say?
Yeah, so what do you guys think about Nicki Minaj and her album?
She hasn't had her album yet, bro. You're dumb.
I'm just saying, what do you think? How do you think it's going to be?
I don't know, man. I'm not really a Nicki Minaj fan, except for her big booty, but that's about all. That's about all that I like about her. But no, I don't like her. I just don't like her. She's just like, to me, she's a brat. To me, she's like,
I was watching her like documentary on MTV, and I should say it was actually very interesting, you know. Her songs might seem like she's bratty and stuff, but like, you know, she actually tried really hard to stay on top with all the tough dogs, you know, like Lil Wayne and stuff like that.
All right, guys, we are going to go to our commercial break. Here's AP Fresh for your commercial.
We're represented by Flashback Institute. What is Flashback Institute? It's an institute that helps young teens, mostly emancipated teens. They find a place, they get help by people at Flashback Institute. We're going to play a little music here live. We're going to go back to that first song that we just played. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Guys. Yes, but I have a little technical difficulties. If y'all want me to rap, y'all want me to rap or what?
Yeah,
y'all want me to rap? All right.
Yeah, here you go.
There's one. Let's go.
Let's start over. Here's Ace right now. Here's Ace with the rap, man. Ace. Here we go, man.
Young Ace. Yo, Last King, your boy Ace. Killer hater, never give up. About a hater, got money on my mind all the time. I won't never stop till I get the drop from the top. So I guess I won't never stop. I walk up in the function, yes, we are in the squad, we ain't go far. I'm so crazy, Donkey Kong, making cheese, Papa John. Long Beach is all I got. My mama, she dead, smacked my daddy in his head. Got caught up with drugs, now they calling up the feds. I'm making stacks of bread, I don't care about the rest. Ace on top of the game, I show no love, I show no pain. I'm a gladiator. I kill anything that gets in my way. Getting cheese like a nacho, eat you like a taco, add lemon, add some chili, then I put on some cilantro. We stay strapped up.
You can call it Rambo. I'm talking crazy to all y'all, but I ain't from the Congos. Stay up in the east side, but I ain't repping Longos. I'm balling so hard, boy. You can call me Rambo. Ah!
So that's Nerd Squad for you, know, Ace doing it big. You know, that was so fresh. I'm so proud of that rap, man.
Man, that was so good. This guy, you guys got to check this guy out.
Yeah, Nerd Squad, Young Ace, mixtape coming out October 31st. Check me out. Finna put some videos on YouTube, so you guys can check me out anytime.
That was just amazing. I don't even know what to say right now. That was so amazing. I'm stuttering. You hear me? I'm just stuttering right now. But
thanks, man. Thanks. It's crazy, man. Just writing raps. It's hard. That was just a little something that I wrote like a couple days ago, though.
That was amazing, really. I know I said that like four times before, but that was truly amazing. But yeah. I wrote a couple songs, and you're gonna have to check them out.
You should hit some right now.
I don't like there's.
All right, so what do you guys think about, like, the new clothesline that Lil Wayne might be producing out?
What clothesline?
He said that he's producing a clothesline.
What is it going to be called?
On fire, bro.
Wait, what?
Fire.
Is it going to be called On Fire?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When is it supposed to be coming out?
I don't know, man. It was on, like, the MTV News.
Yo, Lil Wayne has swag, though, bro. No homo, yeah. No homo.
but his clothes gonna be swaggy ripping.
Yeah, man. He's supposed to be start making skinny jeans. You know how he's always wearing skinny jeans?
Yeah, yeah. He's always wearing skinny jeans.
He's kind of promoting the skater style, and like he's promoting like, you know, his glasses.
Oh, did you hear that he fell off his skateboard on the weekend?
He did.
Yeah, and he broke. Supposedly he like cut something open. He went to the hospital.
Dang.
I was laughing when I heard that because. Why would he be riding a skateboard if he's famous? Why wouldn't he be riding?
He's trying to learn how to skateboard.
Man, he's a skateboarder. He plays guitar.
I ain't hating on no one, bro.
He's gonna do everything.
Yeah. I ain't hating on no one, bro.
And just like I do, I play basketball and I rap sometimes. I sing a little bit too.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing but a G thing, babe.
All right. Wow.
It ain't nothing but a G thing. Hey, think of a topic, man.
No, we're just gonna talk about different things. We know that you guys liked the music before, so we're gonna play a song right now.
Yeah.
Nah, we're gonna play a song right now. Yeah, I think you guys know the song.
DJ Khaled.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't waited this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friends? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
Forget it, why you here, boy? Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah, and I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot.
Yeah,
that was a little bit of Drake right there, man. Your boy Ace, I'm AP Fresh right now. Your boy Ace got something to say to you. I don't know what it is. It's surprising me just like it is here.
Well, I want to give a huge shout out to Mr. K. Mr. K is a rapper. He's 19 years old. He's signing on with the label with YG, bro.
YG.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the YG?
Toot it and boot it.
Yes.
The rhythm, right?
Nah, I'm talking about like the real YG, bro. Radio YG.
The radio YG.
Yes, bro. He's getting signed on to YG. That's just amazing because. And how he raps is just crazy because he influences me. He's like...
Stephen Foster.
He influences me by just the stuff that he says in his raps. He doesn't talk about, like the dumb kind of stuff. He talks about, like, love. He talks about passion. His life, his passion, like, all the stuff he needs to talk about in order to be a great role model in the music industry. And I think that he will go far. And, me and him are gonna get in a track soon when I start recording in a couple of weeks. So my mixtape will come out October 31st. that I will have a song with Mr. K in it. You guys just look out for Mr. K, search him, anything. Yeah,
you guys are going to have to check that out. I think Nerd Squad's gonna have to be on that track too, on that mixtape. We're all gonna have to be on that mixtape.
Bro, I already got a song, bro.
Right?
I already got a song. It's really, really hard. That's a Nerd Squad. It's gonna be a Nerd Squad song.
I got a song representing my not representing, but dissing my old crew, my brother. Me and him, Livingston Brothers, that's our last name. Not really our last name, but it's just something about that. But I got a song dissing that. It's not really nothing, it's just a rap.
There. So no, don't hate. So what do you guys like? How's y'all day? You know, how's everything doing, man?
My day's been good. Today I started off rapping. Of course, I have to rap. You know, I think the fans are tired of listening to me. So
yeah. So let me just shout out to our sponsors, the Flashbacks Institute. 20th Century Dining and Entertainment. You guys, if you guys want to call it, it's 562-293-7595 at www.flashbacktheater.com. It is.
Tell you a little bit about what they do. They help young children who's been emancipated and can't quite help themselves. They help them. They bring them in. They really need some sponsors right now. You should check them out. Just like the boy Shaggy over here said. Shout out the number again. I didn't quite get that. I didn't have a pen in my hand before.
2-923-7595. You guys,
it's all
stayed at the same time.
What's the website? Check it out.
www.flashbacktheater.com. You guys, I'm gonna repeat it. It's www.flashbacktheater.com. So man,
that's kind of nice, man. Oh, back to the thing where you said, "How's your day?" You said, "How's your day, man?" My week been bad. Actually, yesterday I freaking hurt my foot when I was trying to jerk.
Jerk off the bed or something.
Nah, I was on the couch. I tried to do a bomb drop.
On the couch.
I tried to do the bomb drop, man. The bomb drop, pin drop, where you jump off something and land. But yeah, I do. But
jerking has been dead since what, 2009?
Yeah, well, I never heard it before last year, man. Literally.
Artists rapping about jerking, bro.
I know they are, but I was trying to jerk, and I tried to do the bond drop, and I fell. Nobody even helped me out. They were just still jerking right there. That's some cruel mess, man. The homie Ryder, he was still jerking. He was still doing pin drop and everything. He didn't even stop. They were video recording and everything. They was gonna put the video record on the YouTube.
Damn, that's crazy, man. Hey, you know, summer's almost done, bro. Summer's almost coming to an end.
Yeah. What are you guys going to do for the last couple weeks?
I don't know. I don't really care. I can't wait to go back to school. I left my high school in January. Went to two different high schools. You know, I'm in a foster home. Yeah. And it's just really hard, but I got to keep going. And now I'm back to my city, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm just not really focused on school. It's a new year, so I'm gonna have to work really hard, you guys. And you know, so we're gonna just be on top of it.
Because we gotta give a good reputation to Nerd Squad, bro. We can't be on the streets and like, you know.
But if you're listening to us right now and you got a couple of friends that's not listening to us, talk some sense into them and tell them to look us up at www.grassroots-talks.com. Look us up, man. We're talking right here. We're pretty
good. That's www.grassroots-talks.com. Search us up.
We're the team talk, so we'll talk about real stuff, you know, real things that team do, you know.
Or sometimes there'll just be a day like this when we're just talking about life.
We're just bringing up stuff. Oh, again, we gotta do another commercial, man. Flashback Institute. What is Flashback Institute? Flashback Institute is an institution that helps people get off the street. Alright. You know what?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having some technical difficulties, people. I'm sorry, man. I think we should play a song. Actually, let's hear Alex Ace Boy hear another rap. No, you guys want to hear a rap? Nah, I think he should hear a rap.
Alright, done, guys, I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
He's getting a little shy.
I ain't shy, bro.
Don't mind him, don't mind him.
Alright, you know, we're just gonna play another song. We'll be right back.
We got a good topic now, guys. Let's talk about girls.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have a girlfriend.
Hey, is that supposed to be a bad thing?
Well, yeah, because I can't trust a girl no more, man. I just can't. Like, I've had my heart broken so many times. And I think that's karma. Because I broke so many girls' hearts and I just move on, you know, to the next one.
Hey, this is for all the girls out there. Never go out with a boy like Ace. Never. Now I'm joking. I'm joking. Now he's about to cry. Now it's all right.
You know what? I think we got a good topic now. We got to talk about what are some moves out there for guys who can't get girls? Like our engineer over there. He don't know how to talk to a girl, man. Our engineer over there, he don't know how to talk to a girl, right?
I think all you gotta do
is be funny and crack a lot of jokes for the girls.
Actually, if you better have good hygiene.
A girl, well, to me, like, a girl always told me that I like humor. I think that's the most, or kindness and being sweet. And Shaggy's shaking his head because he doesn't know nothing about girls. So yeah, man, don't even take this from me.
Hey, we got a special guest over here named Jerome. Hey, what do you feel about, what's your opinion on what we should talk to girls about, huh? Just talk, man. Come on, just say something about, just say something. What, you look like you get a lot of girls, what do you do to get them?
Just keep your hygiene, your swagger.
Thank you.
That's it.
Hey, you rap, man? What do you do?
Nah, I don't rap.
What do you do then?
Play basketball, football.
Are you any good?
Yeah.
Beat you in basketball 1-on-1 game.
Nah, I don't think so.
Can't handle this, man.
I don't think so. You might be bigger than me, but I don't mean nothing.
Yeah. How old are you, man? How old are you?
19.
I'm only 14.
I don't mean nothing.
All right. No chance talk. Yeah. All right, you know what? Boy, homie Ace right here. Homie, Shaggy right here, and it's AP Fresh. Missed one guy, his name Ryder from Nerd Squad. But, yeah, he does.
All right, so what he said about the hygiene is right, man. Nobody wants to be around a guy that smells like trash cans and like cheese. You know what I'm saying, man? Make sure you put on deodorant, man. Make sure you scrub your body good. Take 3 showers a day. Who cares about the 2 showers?
Guys or just or girls?
Girls too. Nobody. Wants to be around that girl that smells like fish.
Oh,
never.
Hey. Who do you guys think smarter, girls or guys?
Girls.
Shaggy, what's your opinion?
Honestly, girls, because they, you know, they mature faster, supposedly, scientifically.
All right. Ace, what do you think, Ace?
I think girls aren't smarter because they're dumb enough to fall in love with a player like me. You feel me? And I think that's just very dumb that's why I think girls aren't smart, because they have no common sense that I'm a player, dog, and I like girls, and there's not going to be just one girl.
No, honestly, I think girls are smarter. They mature faster, but I think they're never mind. I think it varies. It varies about what type of girl you're with, what type of guy that it is. It can be like a blonde right there and a black guy. Who you think smarter, the white blonde or the black guy? I think the black guy's smarter, okay? Just my opinion, not because I'm a young African-American male, but that's just my opinion, all right?
That was just...
Dude. I think Mexicans are smart, too, though. Because they came from...
No, they're not.
And they know what to do.
Hey, they're smart enough. Nah, I'm not...
Well, they're smart enough to jump the border, so I think they're pretty smart enough to do.
Run. Yeah. Run. Now I'm joking, though.
Hey, chill.
It's all good. Hey, so, all right, so quick commercial break, man. I want to shout out to Flashback Institute, 20th Century Dining and Entertainment. You could call them at 562-293-7595 at www.flashbacktheater.com. You guys,
what is Flashback? Flashback is an institution that helps young emancipated teens get off the street and help them out in their career life. All right. So our boy Ace right here is getting agitated. I don't know what he's doing. He's shaking his watch or something. Bling bling. All right. But I don't know what to say right now. I don't know what to say. We're probably just gonna play another song, I guess. You guys want to hear another beat? You guys want to hear Ace rap?
Let's see what he got. All right, if he's too chicken to do it. Oh, you scared? Hey, Ace, he's scared.
We're gonna play another beat. We're just gonna bust one, right? We're back here on Teen Talk with your boy Ace. That's Ace right there, the homie Ace. Your boy Shaggy and me, AP Fresh. All right, our topic right now, we're talking about obesity. Why are people so fat in America? Why you never see a Chinese fat person? I only saw one fat Chinese, and it was a baby. Okay, it was a sumo wrestler. Okay, that's Japanese though, but you never see a fat Chinese person. They always eat. Sumo wrestlers, but they're not Chinese, they're Japanese. Alright?
Chinese sumo wrestlers, aren't there?
Nah, there are no Chinese sumo wrestlers. You always see skinny Chinese people. I think it's because they eat fish. They only eat fish.
Like mostly the obesity people are like the
white people.
If you do that to me,
the African Americans and then the Hispanics. Because all of them know how to cook good, and
the food might be good, but it's greasy. You ever went to a Mexican restaurant? No offense. You ever been to a Mexican restaurant and they serve tortillas all the time? They serve tortillas, cilantro, whatever. Some tacos. Whatever good food, man. I don't think you ever see a Mexican person.
Is this guy high or what? Is this guy high?
Hey, don't tell everybody.
No, but the reason why everybody's all fat down here is because everybody's eating all that McDonald's. Man, there's like at least 3 McDonald's in like 2 miles radius, man. I swear that there's a Walgreens right by my house, and then the next block is like a McDonald's, and then right across the street there's a McDonald's. Like, is that necessary? Like, dang, if you don't want to eat McDonald's, why have to turn the block and see another McDonald's, man? Like, they're trying to force you to eat some McDonald's. Like, I don't want that. Fast food, greasy, boo boo. Like, eat some Subway once in a while.
All right. We're done right here. We're done. We're gonna play some exit music. We're done. It's Grassroots Talks. We're brought to you by Flashback Institute's 20th Century Dining and Entertainment. That was already passed, but www.flashbacktheaters.com. What's Flashbacks? It's institution. It's an institution that help young males and females, young children, people.
He's just messing up, man. It's the place where people who emancipate can actually have some help and for the future. All right.
All right. We have to go. This is your boy AP Fresh with Ace and Ryder. Sean. All right. We out, man.
Once again, representing the fucking Tel Aviv people, massive. All these bitches wanna lick my ice cream.